4. Transition difficulties. Genuine religion renders the religionist socially fragrant and creates insights into human fellowship. But the formalization of religious groups many times destroys the very values for the promotion of which the group was organized. Human friendship and divine religion are mutually helpful and significantly illuminating if the growth in each is equalized and harmonized. Religion puts new meaning into all group associations, families, schools, and clubs. It imparts new values to play and exalts all true humor. Social leadership is transformed by spiritual insight. Religion prevents all collective movements from losing sight of their true objectives. Together with children, religion is the great unifier of family life, provided it is a living and growing faith. Family life cannot be had without children. It can be lived without religion. But such a handicap enormously multiplies the difficulties of this intimate human association. During the early decades of the 20th century, family life, next to personal religious experience, suffers most from the decadence consequent upon the transition from old religious loyalties to the emerging new meanings and values. True religion is a meaningful way of living dynamically face to face with the commonplace realities of everyday life. But if religion is to stimulate individual development of character and augment integration of personality, it must not be standardized. If it is to stimulate evaluation of experience and serve as a value lure, it must not be stereotyped. If religion is to promote supreme loyalties, it must not be formalized. No matter what upheavals may attend the social and economic growth of civilization, religion is genuine and worthwhile if it fosters in the individual an experience in which the sovereignty of truth, beauty, and goodness prevails. For such is the true spiritual concept of supreme reality. And through love and worship this becomes meaningful as fellowship with man and sonship with God. After all, it is what one believes rather than what one knows that determines conduct and dominates personal performances. Purely factual knowledge exerts very little influence upon the average man unless it becomes emotionally activated. But the activation of religion is super-emotional, unifying the entire human experience on transcendent levels through contact with, and release of, spiritual energies in the mortal life. During the psychologically unsettled times of the 20th century, amid the economic upheavals, the moral cross-currents, and the sociologic riptides of the cyclonic transitions of a scientific era, thousands upon thousands of men and women have become humanly dislocated. They are anxious, restless, fearful, uncertain, and unsettled. As never before in the world's history, they need the consolation and stabilization of sound religion. In the face of unprecedented scientific achievement and mechanical development, there is spiritual stagnation and philosophic chaos. There is no danger in religions becoming more and more of a private matter, a personal experience, provided it does not lose its motivation for unselfish and loving social service. Religion has suffered from many secondary influences, sudden mixing of cultures, intermingling of creeds, diminution of ecclesiastical authority, changing of family life, together with urbanization and mechanization. Man's greatest spiritual jeopardy consists in partial progress, the predicament of unfinished growth, forsaking the evolutionary religions of fear without immediately grasping the revelatory religion of love. Modern science, particularly psychology, has weakened only those religions which are so largely dependent upon fear, superstition, and emotion. Transition is always accompanied by confusion. And there will be little tranquility in the religious world until the great struggle between the three contending philosophies of religion is ended. 1. The spiritistic belief in a providential deity of many religions. 2. The humanistic and idealistic belief of many philosophies. 3. The mechanistic and naturalistic conceptions of many sciences. And these three partial approaches to the reality of the cosmos must eventually become harmonized by the revelatory presentation of religion, philosophy, and cosmology, which portrays the triune existence of spirit, mind, and energy proceeding from the Trinity of Paradise and attaining time-space unification within the deity of the Supreme.